A day on which to show mercy, May 18th. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work, NKJV. The Lord God of Sabaoth will hear earnest prayer. He will lead those who feel their dependence upon him, and will so guide the workers that many souls shall come to a knowledge of the truth. Truth as it is in Jesus exercises a transforming influence upon the minds of its receivers. Let no one forget that God is always a majority, and that with him success is bound to crown all missionary effort. Those who have a living connection with God know that divinity works through humanity. Every soul that cooperates with God will do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. The Lord is a God of mercy, and cares even for the dumb beasts he has created. When he healed on the Sabbath day, and was accused of breaking the law of God, he said to his accusers, "Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. The Lord looks upon the creatures he has made with compassion, no matter to what race they may belong. God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, for in him we live, and move, and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Speaking to his disciples, the Savior said, "All ye are brethren. God is our common Father, and each one of us is our brother's keeper."